The keeper of Christmas when I was growing up was my mother. And among the many rules that she had, my mother was very Victorian. And I always had the idea that she had an enormous book somewhere of rules and ways to do things. That's not the way it's done. And whatever we did was wrong. And I felt like the whole thing was rigged because we were breaking rules we didn't even know about. Anyway, she was the keeper of Christmas. And every Christmas, we would wake up as children. We would come down to breakfast at the dining room table. And it was an elaborate breakfast. And we couldn't go down. As a matter of fact, the toys and the presents and everything were downstairs in the basement. I grew up in a row house in Baltimore. And everything was downstairs in the basement. And the door was locked. And it wasn't unlocked until all the dishes were washed and put away. Well, this was the way it was. And, you know, like everybody else, you think your own personal thing is normal for everybody. Time passed, and I got married to Mary Ellen. It's up there. We were living in New York, and we came down. We would always come down for the holidays, and we came down Christmas morning, and we came in and had breakfast with my parents and whatever extraneous brothers were still living there. And I swear to you, I came in, we sat down. What would you like? Would you like some grapefruit? She would always do the grapefruit with a, you know, grapefruit knife. And I said, can I have some honey to put on top of the grapefruit? Tastes good. She says, I don't have any. Well, fine. Don't have any? Fine. I'll put a little sugar on it. It'll be fine. So we're talking, this and that. My older brother comes in. The favorite. And he sits down to breakfast. Hi, honey. How are you? Do you want some breakfast? Do you want some grapefruit? I have honey. Hey, what about me? Several years ago, my mother, at about the age of 85, I guess, I called her on Christmas Eve. She didn't answer. So I kept calling. She didn't answer. I called my brothers. I called all my brothers. They couldn't get a hold of her. Now, she was driving at the time. And she got her license when she was 60. And I always said, forgive me for this, I always said that my mother will die in a car accident. We couldn't get a hold of her. It's 10 o'clock at night. I live in Bel Air. I'm flying down 95. I'm going to her apartment. I don't know what I expect to find. My brothers are all running around like it's a, how should I say this, a Far East fire drill. And finally, my brother calls me and he says, "False alarm, she's home."